98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
The Coyotes off until Friday. They'll host Florida. They get Philadelphia Saturday and the Rangers on Wednesday. So a homestand here coming up, but not easy competition coming to town. Head coach Andre Tourney joining us right now on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Coach, the schedule has been difficult to start the season for sure, and you got some tough teams coming up here, but you finally got some days off at home too.
Yeah, that's welcome. I think that we have a lot of guys with family and just having a little bit of time to be in your own thing and just have a breather. I think that's just more than welcome for sure.
So it's so important, obviously, to self-scout your team. You've played 25 games so far. What are some of the trends that you have seen? I'm not talking about wins and losses. I'm talking about how you've played, Coach.
If I look back, to answer your question, I think we're really happy about the competitiveness of our team in terms of effort, in terms of showing up every night and really competing for every inch of the ice. I think if we look at our schedule, we have a few games where we say, okay, a few performance where we're not happy, but we can find those games. So it's not like it's a trend. So we're happy about that. The other part, I think we improve and making a tight game every night. You know, early in the season we had tough time and we got much better. We had a good winning streak at some point. So we're happy about the progression. Obviously, we're not happy about the result. We're looking to win more games, win on a consistent base, and making sure we offer a really good performance at home in front of our fans.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney, Coach, I know one of the games you weren't happy with was the Vegas game on Friday, yeah. And I know you guys didn't beat Dallas on Monday, but it was tied 1-1 in the third period. Yeah. Did you see more of what you needed in that Dallas game?
Oh yeah, we played a really good game in Dallas. If you looked at the final result, you'll think, oh, okay, it was not that tight. But if you watch a game, it was really tight until the half, maybe a half mark of the game, and then the third period, sorry. So I think we played a really good game. Again, a team might be one of the best team in the NHL in the last 10 games. They had six in a row before they played us. So we battled really hard, and we made it tough. And the shot, the scoring chance, everything was pretty tight. So it was a really, really good game. And we had a mistake in the third where they score on a coverage situation in front of the net, and then they score in their power play. So, but I don't think that's the reflect of the game.
Coach, what happened in that Vegas game? What do you think happened in that Vegas game? Why it got so lopsided?
I think we can. I think sometimes happen when you're in the road for a little bit, you come back home and you're a little bit too comfortable. For whatever reason, we did not have the same urgency in that game. We gave up on man rush. We gave up what we call easy scoring chance. You know, in the sense of it's a little bit like in football. If you turn the ball over, it's really tough to win. That's the same thing for us here. Yeah. We gave up on man rush. We turned puck over. So those are situations the opponent doesn't have to work hard to get their chance. They're freebie. So we went away a little bit from our identity as a team.
Coach, Travis Boyd is a guy that didn't get a lot of fanfare when you guys picked him up, but he's been scoring lately. Six goals on the season, but he had four goals in a six-game stretch there. What have you seen from him?
You know, he goes in the net. He competes hard. He works hard defensively, and he goes in the dirty area, and he has a good stick around the net. He can tip pucks, and he can as well finish when, you know, Keller, Kessel, they're two really good players, and they find him in the hot zone, and he find a way to score big goals. So he earned every ounce of success he had since the beginning.
You just mentioned his name right there, Coach, but Clayton Keller, 11 points in his last nine games. This feels different,
you know,
right here.
Oh, yeah, and his all-around game is even better than his numbers. I think he competes really hard defensively. He strips guys. He defends really, really well. He brings a lot of energy to the team. I think his body language, his positive attitude, his competitiveness brings a lot of leadership to our team as well.
Coach, has he taken a next step? Has he taken a next step to a new level?
You know, I had the discussion with him. I'm really happy about him and really proud of him. And he put the effort. He's a very, very competitive person. But having a good stretch of 10, 15 games in the NHL is great. Sustaining it is the biggest challenge. You know, not everybody, but good player can be great for a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be great all the time, you need to sustain. So Kels is doing really good, and we want to sustain that. We want him to keep going, because right now, I agree with you, he's taking this step, but now you need to sustain it. And a lot of guys in every sport been good for a month, for 2 months, but can you be good every day for the rest of your career? That's what Kels will have to do, and he will have tough game. He will have game won't be that good. That just human nature, but having the same competitive attitude that we see right now, that's fantastic.
Yeah, because he has shown flashes in the past and then kind of disappeared for a while, but this year he does look different. Has he sort of emerged as a leader within that room too?
Yeah, I think it started by his by his play, in the sense of not just his talent to play, more his competitiveness out there. You know, we saw him, like I said, strip guys on the back check. We saw him forechecking hard. We saw him drive the net to open the ice for his teammate. We see him do the stuff like that, which is not, it's not the fun part of the game, is the hard work, the dirty part of the game, and he does it. So that carried a lot of weight with his teammates, for sure.
With this time off that you have right now, what is it that you're emphasizing to your team, Coach?
Yeah, we work a lot on our execution, to our puck movement, a lot of our offense. We know how important our defense and our play without the puck, but at the same time, sometimes the best defense is your offense. If we can execute and have the puck and possess the puck and take the right decision with the puck, make it fun and as well effective, because more you have the puck, less they have the puck, so you play better defense as well. So that's our main focus for now.
You guys haven't had a lot of time off at home this season. I mean, you maybe go back to that Seattle and Minnesota stretch in early November,
yeah.
And you guys really kind of started to take off at that point. That's when you went on that run where you were 4-3-1. How valuable is it to just have the luxury, I guess, for lack of a better word, to have a full practice on your home ice and be able to work on stuff like you're talking about?
You know, there's a lot of value in that, because there's the old say of rest is a weapon, but when you're not at home ever, it's tough to have a rest. So we had a tough schedule to start, but now we have time at home. Guys can be with their family a little bit. Just the energy we had today at practice, where we're zipping it, it was a really good practice. And sometimes after a day off, it's not your best practice. So we could have a good rest yesterday. Today we had a good practice. The guys were energized. They had fun. So that's huge to have kind of a schedule. We have a little bit of a space between our games, so we can rest and work on our game, work on our execution. I think it means a lot for everybody.
Coach, we always like talking to you. Good luck on Friday against Florida, all right?
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bear.